Good morning, you're listening to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Weiss and Drew Guinan. Randy, you're with R.D. Weiss, and Drew, you're with CTS Flooring. The big news that was announced last week is that R.D. Weiss has acquired CTS Flooring, your two commercial flooring contractor companies. R.D. Weiss, 25 years old, CTS Flooring, 56 years old, and R.D. Weiss with locations in New York, Hartford, Boston, Rochester, Albany, and Detroit, and CTS with a location in Limerick, Pennsylvania, right?
Correct.
Okay, you're both StarNet members. First question is, what led up to this acquisition?
Well, from the CTS side of the house, our shareholders were in their 70s and were looking for an exit strategy. But they were very particular in who they were going to execute an exit strategy with. They were looking for somebody or a company that had similar thoughts with respect to quality and service. And having known Randy for 20-some-odd years as part of the StarNet, we knew R.D. Weiss, and it was a company that we have done work with before and we've respected. So it was a natural fit to approach Randy to see if they would be interested.
And Drew, you continue to be CEO and they'll continue to be two brands, CTS Flooring in Pennsylvania and R.D. Weiss in the other locations. Is that right?
Correct. And the way we view it, Kemp, is right from our beginning, CTS Flooring was designed to handle the flooring needs of national corporations. We started out with the retail chain store industry and we've evolved into other areas, corporate office work, senior living facilities that have assets spread out across the country who realize that replacing their flooring is an integral part of maintaining their brand image.
And so that's a good question about the synergies. And Randy, from your perspective, what do you gain from this acquisition?
Well, Kemp, we gain a number of things. Probably first and foremost, since this is not our first day doing an acquisition, we pick up a highly experienced group of CTS associates who know the industry, do a great job, and have a great reputation. So right off the bat, we pick up a good stable of people. But in addition to that, as Drew said, their roots have been in the multi-location national accounts arena for a long time. And while we have national accounts at R.D. Weiss, we have not been able to grow that business as quickly as we had hoped. You know, when you have the opportunity to buy somebody who has specialized in that area, it allows you to grow that segment much, much faster. So it's, for us, it's a speed to market kind of thing with a great group of people.
You know, some people might look at this and say, well, that's R.D. Weiss just picking up another location. But there's actually more to it than that. They have capabilities that you think will enhance your operation and vice versa, correct?
Absolutely. And I can tell you already in working with Fran Guinan, who heads up sales for CTS, you know, he has brought us into situations for epoxy coatings and maintenance conversations, things that in the past CTS would not have gone after because they didn't have the in-house expertise, and we do, so we've got some new opportunities that way. Likewise, some of my people are working already with CTS on national opportunities that they might have felt 6 months ago we didn't have the resources to pull off. So we haven't closed until a couple more weeks, but we've signed everything, and we're off and running ahead of our January 1 transition.
Okay. All right. So, you know, in a commercial market, there's these vertical sectors. And is there a strong overlap there? Do you complement each other? Or are there incremental enhancements when it comes to servicing the vertical sectors?
Well, we don't overlap that much. I mean, I think when we go down our client list, you can count on one hand the number of clients that we share. Again, we're local market people for the most part doing corporate hospitality and education in the markets we're in. And as Drew said, he does more business in California than he does Pennsylvania. We like that.
And he's primarily, because I think the first big client that got him into the national account business was a retail account. Drew, are you mostly in the retail sector?
Yes. Our primary market is still retail. You know, back in the year 2000, it was 100% of our business. as we've tried to diversify into other areas. We've diversified into the corporate office work, into the financial institutions. So we're now, retail probably constitutes 65% to 70%, 30% is split among the financial and corporate office work that we're doing around the country.
And for both of you, and I guess answer this separately, but I'm just curious, getting to talk to two executives in the commercial contracting business, tell us how business has been in the second half of 15 and what your outlook is for 16.
Well, our business is up this year, double digits. Second half, we've picked up momentum. November, as always, a short month with the holidays, and our retail business kind of drops off just before Thanksgiving. We're going into 2016 with a good backlog. I listened to John Baugh the other day, interviewed by you, Kemp, and I think, you know, we're still seeing good growth in 16. I think it'll be a good year for the industry.
Okay. How about you, Drew?
And from our perspective, 2016 was fairly flat. You know, we rise and fall with the retail chain store industry, but we're seeing glimmers of hope as that industry starts to pick up steam. So we're looking forward, and we're projecting a fairly good 2016.
And how will you organize so that you can get the most out of the synergies between the two companies? Just get together on a monthly basis, or how will you manage that?
Well, I can tell you from our experience so far, we're not going to wait a month to get together on opportunities. Those opportunities are flowing back and forth daily between our companies. We're going to all be together next Monday at our headquarters for a holiday party to get all the folks together. We're going to have people traveling back and forth between our offices to, you know, build relationships. But the way our company is always run, it's a pretty flat organization structure.
You know, I participated with you in a strategic session in January of last year. So will you have that again this year, and they'll be part of it?
They will be part of it. We're going to move it out probably till March in large part so that we don't have everyone on pins and needles about weather and travel plans. But yes, we will, and we'll be one big company at that meeting.
All right, great. Well, it's good to talk to you, and I appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to Randy Weiss with R.D. Weiss and Drew Guinan with CTS Flooring about the coming together of these two companies, the acquisition, two StarNet members working together, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.